You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Tell you what I get sick of Auckland. It's this time of year, not long from now, this town just shaking and rattling with the sound of massive, huge belly laughs and roaring, chuckling and sniggering and giggling and all sorts of stuff because the bloody comedy festival, you know? It's not funny. Oh, no, it is funny. It's bloody funny, and it's chock-a-block full of amazing talents. And hi, kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
Please introduce yourself and tell us what your profession is.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kura Forrester. I am an actor and a writer and, most recently, a comedian.
Kura, we have had you in the studio before talking about some of your other projects.
Yep.
Are you just going to talk about those again, or is this a new thing for you? Are you ready to embark and announce a new Hot Air Balloon and the Hot Air Balloon Contest?
Yes, if it's all right with you, I'd like to talk about my new show coming up in the Comedy Fest called Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda.
That is all right with me.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because there's actually a picture of you.
Thanks for having my poster up, guys.
Yeah, no worries.
It's right in the middle of the posters. Right there, smack dab in the middle.
Do you
want to
describe it for the listeners?
Maybe I'll describe it. There's Kura wearing a brassiere and a shirt, like you've been out, hooked up, and said, "Hey, have you got a shirt I can borrow just for a second?"
That's exactly the look we were going for.
You're holding the cartoon penis there, and there is graffiti all around the walls. Is that all on the poster or something? I can't tell if some BFMers have graffitied that.
Well, that was hopefully what we were going for, that it looks graffitied, but it is actually done properly.
Result achieved.
Proper graffiti.
Yeah. So all of the graffiti kind of links into things that I talk about in the show.
Even when it says Unitech.
Really? All of it?
Yeah, I went to Unitech, so shout out.
Okay, yeah, I get it, yeah.
And some of it I don't talk about, but yeah, we just thought...
the big hairy downstairs you've drawn there?
Yeah, that's just a bit of a hairy...
Really harky when I said that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Big hairy vagina is what I meant to say, sorry.
Yep, that's exactly what that is.
Yep.
So, it's just a bit of everything, really.
Yeah, we passed that pretty quick. Didn't really discuss why that's there. Part of the show, don't want to ruin it. Okay, spoiler.
There's a big speech bubble, and it says coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the title?
Well, I'll tell you what, as a Billy T nominee...
Yes.
That alone makes me think the title's funny and hilarious.
Thanks.
But what does that mean for you? What does that mean for you when you're doing a show? This is a make or break show.
Pretty much, yep. So the Billy T is an award that gets given out every year, and it's kind of, I guess, the Billy T award is for somebody who's about to sort of launch their career into comedy. Yep. So there's certain...
Hot property. Don't miss out. They are worth looking at.
That's sort of thing, yeah. You already had to have done an hour of comedy, so you have to be sort of established as a comedian.
1 hour.
1 hour, yes. Okay. But the Billy T sort of launches you.
Do you mean like 1 hour in total, like air time, like flying time, or a one hour show, you mean?
1 hour show,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, just to be clear on that, yeah.
And so I guess winning it would be really awesome, but man, there's some pretty stiff competition this year. But you know, if you look at past Billy T winners, they're all people that are working in comedy pretty full time, so that would be ideal for me.
It's a flattering, isn't it, to be even nominated?
When does the award get announced?
Sunday, the 25th of May.
Ooh.
So straight after the comedy festival, we do this thing called Last Laughs at Sky City. We all do 10 minutes each. The judges go away, they've all come to see our shows, and then it gets announced, and then you get a yellow towel, which I really want.
Aww.
Do you know the significance of the yellow towel, Tess?
No, I don't. Is it like the yellow shirt? It's like the winner's towel?
You mean like the green jacket in the golf, or the yellow shirt in the cycling?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, bless you, Tess.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's the iconic towel that Billy T. James, one of New Zealand's funniest humans that has ever lived, ever lived. And if you don't think that, go back and have a look at some of his stuff. It's funnier than yours. Do that now. I don't mean necessarily you, I'm just saying in general. He's the shit. Billy T. James was so good, and we had a wonderful treasure there.
Yeah, there's a picture of him at the Classic Comedy Club, and just before I went on to sort of do my Billy T. audition, I looked at him in the eyes and was like,
"Come on, mate.
Come on, bro.
Come on, mate."
Yeah. I was like, "This is for you, cuz."
Yeah.
Come on. Please. And then it all worked out.
And then, it worked.
Well, now I've just got to win it.
Yeah, and he'll come back. He'll come back to you like in this, that weird Twilight Zone episode. Did you see that the comedy one recently, the new one?
No.
Anyway, okay. So you're going to do a show.
I mean,
you're also doing a show, a comedy show, basically amidst 7 trillion other comedy shows in the town.
Yes.
How does a talented young Billy T nominee like yourself, Akura, how do you reel them in?
Reel them in
the man or lady on the street.
I guess getting you guys to hype me up helps. But I guess I just think you should come see me. Like, you know, it's at the basement.
Oh, that's a shrewd marketing you've got there. Yeah.
How do I reel them in? Well, my show's all about me, and it's the first time I've ever really talked about myself on stage. So I think for people who know me will be pretty interested in that. It's every story I tell is truthful. I talk about my family a lot. They don't know that I'm talking about them a lot yet.
Are they coming to the show?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in a war.
One of the last ones, maybe.
Hey. Are you going to point them out so that people can see how they are? Oh, well, I don't know.
That's cruel.
They're coming to the Wellington season, so I'll still be No, that'll be fine. I talk about being the youngest, feeling like a bit of a stuff up all the time. And I'm working out a lot of things on stage, so it's not just stand and deliver. I'm sort of working with the audience to figure out.
Is this a new technique of new comedy angle for you? This whole telling the truth about things that actually happened and working out
it
issues.
Yeah. I'm really trying to challenge myself to do stand up this time round. In past shows, I've always played characters. There will be characters in Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda as well.
Do good characters, though. Let's be honest, you do good characters.
Thank you. Yeah. So. There'll be a bit of both, but this show is particularly challenging because I'm like, hi guys, I'm Kuda, this is my stand-up show. So that's a real good reason to come, surely.
When is the show on, Kuda?
Great question. It opens in Wellington.
It's not on the poster? So.
Oh yeah, that's the Billy T one, so that's a bit, it opens on the 14th of May in Wellington and runs for a week there, and then it opens up here in Auckland on the 21st of May. At the basement runs till the 21st.
That is right in the guts of the comedy festival.
It is. Nice one. Thick of it.
Yeah, the comedy festival goes from May 2nd to 26th, the 2019 New Zealand International Comedy Festival with Best Foods Mayo.
I like that.
With Best Foods Mayo.
Just the way that you got. I saw the smile on your face when you went to say that.
I'm a company guy.
Mm.
You know? Plus, it's good mayo.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the Japanese stuff, but it's good still. Well, I mean, hey, we're in the business of honesty here, Tess, aren't we, Kura?
We sure are.
People can get tickets from where, did you say?
Comedyfestival.co.nz.
All right, and when you buy these tickets, you want to get tickets for Kura, Shura, Wura, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful day today, won't you?
I will.
And good luck with that. And good luck with when do you find out whether you won the Billy T?
25th of May. At about
During your season.
Straight afterwards. At about 10 o'clock at night on 25th of May, just be thinking of me.
I will.
Hell's teeth. Exciting, though. Good luck.
Yeah,
good
thank
luck.
You.
And all the very best for that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.